few of you need to come on, get on the altar right now. Just take care of things. And that was a good time right there to just come get on the altar. I heard a guy preaching about that, and he said, why are you going to, if you're in the church, preaching's going on, why are you going to sit out there for under conviction for 30 minutes waiting for the altar call? Just go get on the altar, get it right, go back to your seat, and enjoy the rest of the message, you know? And that's really not a bad idea, amen? You can just hit this altar before church, during church, after church, anytime, amen? All right, let's go to Acts 28 tonight in our Bibles, Acts 28. I started to just do something a little different tonight, but there's a couple of verses here. I really like these verses. So I'm going to try to just share this with you tonight for a few moments here. And I got plenty of time to still get you out early. We've moved along pretty quick tonight. And then we'll look, whoever wants to, we'll go over to the funeral home for visitation over there, okay? But Acts 28, I just want to look at two verses tonight. We're going to look at verses 14 and 15. Let's just look at those verses, 14 and 15. Where we found brethren, and were desired to tarry with them 7 days, and so we went toward Rome. And from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Epiphoram, the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. Let's pray. Father God, direct us tonight in your word. Bless us and help us and strengthen us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Paul is, he was on the island there of Melita after the shipwreck. And he was, remember the snake bite and all that went on there. But they spent 3 months, they wintered there. Well, there was another ship that wintered there and was then going to depart for Rome, and they got on that ship. Now, they come to a place here, the last word in verse 13, the place is called Patoli, is the way I'll say it anyway, Patoli. And when they get here, it's about a 140-mile walk on foot to Rome. So they're done with the ship, okay? This is a port. They come to this port. And the interesting thing about this is where we found brethren. And I want to preach to you tonight on this thought, the blessed Christian fellowship. The power and blessing of Christian fellowship. Paul found it here. In these two verses, Paul found it from a couple of different sources, some good Christian fellowship. So now they're on their way, and there it says there again in verse 14, we found brethren who desired to tarry with them 7 days. Now remember, Paul's a prisoner, and there's a lot of other prisoners. But when Paul found the brethren were like, hey, stay a week with us. I mean, they heard here, this is the famed Apostle Paul. We'd love for you to stay a week with us. Now, Julius, the centurion, the Roman captain of this whole thing, has given favor to Paul. He's given liberty to Paul. He will continue to give liberty to Paul. You know why? He knows Paul's a good man and innocent anyway. Even when they get to Rome, he turns all the soldiers over to the authorities, and he gives Paul some leeway to get his own rented house and just keeps a soldier with him like house arrest. He gives Paul a lot of leeway. Now, Luke's writing this. He doesn't tell us whether or not the captain said, oh yeah, sure, we'll stay here a week and you fellowship. I think they did. Most believe they did spend that week there. Perhaps the Roman captain had business there, or perhaps he just liked Paul that much. He might have appreciated everything that Paul had done, the encouragement that he gave during the shipwreck and all of that. Anyway, he gave him favor. But the Bible says Paul was refreshed here because of the Christian fellowship that they had. So then you get into verse 15, and from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Epiphoram in the three taverns. That's two more cities. So they begin to do their walking journey to finish it out on their way to Rome, and then some, I don't know, 50 miles out perhaps, some from the church of Rome, the church was already there, by the way, Paul had written his letter, what we call the book of Romans, about 3 years before this. So word gets out to them that Paul is on his way. They leave Rome and they can't wait to see him, so they go meet him and then escort him back into Rome. So on these two occasions, Paul gets some needed Christian fellowship. And I do believe he probably did need it. So they were already familiar with Paul. They had already read his book of Romans, his letter to them, and they wanted to go see him. Now, I feel like this, folks. All of this Christian fellowship that we see in those two verses, God put that together in his providence. You know why? After all that Paul had been through on that ship, which was a long time on the ship, 3 months on the island, I think his soul is starving for some good Christian fellowship. He hadn't been in what you would call a church service in quite a while. I think he's weary. I think he's tired. I think he's beaten down. He might even be lonely. He's got Paul with him. He's got Luke with him. Maybe he's led some other prisoners to Christ. I almost wonder if the Roman captain, maybe he led him to Christ. Maybe that's why he was so good to him. I don't know. Luke didn't tell us that. But you know Paul witnessed to him, right? But nevertheless, Paul has not had a whole lot of Christian fellowship on that ship with all those prisoners and with all these Romans that he was with. So he might be a little anxious here. What's it going to be like when I get to Rome? How am I going to be received? Did they get my letter? Did they read my letter? How did they receive my letter? Have they stayed on course? Is that church doing okay? Will that church welcome me? What is Caesar going to do when I get there? Don't you? If it was me, I'd be wondering about all that stuff. So it's like God met a need here to encourage him, because it does say, the latter part of verse 15, he thanked God and took courage. To take courage means he was encouraged. To be encouraged tells me he probably needed some encouragement. To be encouraged is really, folks, is to be re-encouraged. It is to receive courage that has been lost. When somebody encourages you, you probably had lost your courage and you needed a new supply of courage. And so Paul had to be, he thanked God for this. The fact that there was some blessed Christian fellowship on the way to Rome as he's off the ship, off the island, and off the ship again. And now they're on foot trying to finish this journey to Rome as a prisoner, but also with some help, some freedom. Now, by the way, we're told, we believe this. We put this together from a lot of scriptures. Paul went to Rome, spent 2 years. We're not told whatever happened with Caesar. He appealed to Caesar. We're not told whatever happened. It is believed that after 2 years, he got out for a little while. Now, he wrote about 4 books of the Bible while he was there during those 2 years. He got out for a while. Under house arrest, a lot of freedom. People could come to him. His ministry continued. His writing continued. His preaching continued. We'll see that as we go farther into this chapter in the future. But we're told he probably got out for a little while, but then he got rearrested in Rome, put back in prison, and that time it didn't go so well. And tradition says they put him in a dungeon then, and then eventually beheaded him. So he doesn't know what's going to happen to him. But we do know he's under house arrest with some freedom for 2 years in Rome at this point right here. Okay, God is blessing him because God wants to use him. This is God's plan to get him to Rome. But let's talk about this thing about blessed Christian fellowship. Let me say 3 things tonight. Number one, there's fellowship with God. Number one, fellowship with God. If you're a Christian, that's what it's all about right there. Fellowship with God. Did you know God's purpose for you is to fellowship with him? God's purpose for you is to glorify him, but God's purpose for you is also to know him. Did Paul know him? Yes. Did Paul love to commune with him? Did God commune with him on that ship and said, hey, and Paul shared the message and said, be of good cheer. The Lord, his angel stood by me tonight and encouraged me with his word. Paul loved to fellowship with the Lord. It begins in salvation. Any fellowship that we have here tonight begins with fellowship with God as a child of God. You become a Christian and you then fellowship with the Lord. You now know Him, and you can be with Him now. You could be with Him every day. You could be with Him forevermore, and you will be if you're saved, right? But right now, through the Bible, through church, through preaching, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, through prayer time, we're supposed to be fellowshipping with our Father up in heaven. Amen? That's why He taught us to pray. That's why He taught us to pray, "Our Father, which art in heaven." Paul taught it, you know, to the Thessalonians, by the way, about pray without ceasing. What is that? Commune with God. Have you talked to the Lord today? Now look, this is Sunday. I would like to think you talked to the Lord today. I would like to think you prayed for your preacher today, your Sunday school teacher today, your choir today, your church service today. Amen? Your church today. But tomorrow, you're going to pray again. Because you got other stuff going on, right? Probably tonight before you go to bed, you'll pray again, right? Commune with the Lord. Fellowship with God. That's what God wants us to do and would have us to do. And I believe this, folks. I believe it's a need and it's a longing in our soul. Galatians 4:6 talks about Abba, Father. And Paul talked about there in Galatians 4:6 about the Holy Spirit indwells with us, and the Holy Spirit gives us a longing to say, "Dear Father in heaven." He moves us to fellowship with the Lord, right? And we ought to have that fellowship. We ought to long for that fellowship. You ought to be hungry for that constant presence of the Lord. So even in that storm on the ship, Paul needed it and got a message from an angel, right? A message from the Lord. But right here, God gives him even more than that, and God gives him some good Christian brethren. Folks, I'm going to tell you, something is wrong when a professing Christian avoids fellowship with God. Look, either we're not what we say we are, or we're badly backslidden. Well, I don't want to pray. I don't want to read my Bible. I don't want to be in church. Something's wrong. Because a Christian, somebody has put it this way, for a Christian to pray in fellowship with God, it is just as natural as breathing. If the Holy Spirit indwells there, we ought to want to fellowship with God, right? There ought to be a hunger in us to fellowship with God. The Bible says in Genesis 3:8, one of the first mentions of it, and then they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. The Lord would come down, His first people, Adam and Eve, the Lord would come down in the cool of the day and visit them. Isn't that pretty awesome? That's what God enjoys doing. Of course, you know what happened in that verse. I think that was a pattern. The Lord had done it. But then it says, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. So the Lord called out for them, "Where are you?" Why? Because God wanted a fellowship. What happened to the fellowship? Sin. Sin breaks the fellowship with God. This Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from this Bible. You can say the same thing about prayer. You can say the same thing about church. You can say the same thing about your fellowship with God. Sin will break that fellowship, right? Now look, if you're saved, it doesn't break your relationship. You're still a child of God. You're just a disappointing one at that point. And you've broken your fellowship with God. You hadn't broke your relationship with God, but you've broken your fellowship with God. So the Lord enjoyed coming down and talking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, evening time. He would come down and talk with them. But on that day, they had hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. If we don't want to fellowship with God, we're hiding ourselves from God, something's gone wrong. Y'all with me on that? Amen? Right? We ought to long for this fellowship with God. But let me give you number two, fellowship with other Christians. That's what Paul was getting right here. Fellowship with other Christians. Number two, right here, God gave him some encouragement through blessed Christian fellowship. He longed for it. He needed it. He had been away from it for a long time. So he comes to this town and he finds it. You know, whenever Paul got saved in Acts chapter 9, he got saved, he was blinded, he was isolated for a while, and God sent Ananias. Remember that? God said, "Ananias, you go talk to this man, Saul of Tarsus." "I don't want to go talk to Saul of Tarsus. He's a persecutor of the church." "No, he's a child of mine. He's saved." And the Bible says, Ananias goes in where Paul is, and you know what he said? "Brother Saul." You know what that was? He's in the family now. That was Christian fellowship is what that was. He went in and said, "Brother Saul, glad to meet you. I want to welcome you into the family of God." That was his first experience with Christian fellowship. And I believe he got to the point. The Bible says after that he essayed to join himself to the disciples. He wanted to join the church. Why? He enjoyed that Christian fellowship. God puts it in us to want to have that fellowship with him. Now, where it says in verse 14, where he found brethren. Commentaries and scholars tell us that word found has the idea of looked for. He got in this port, in that city, this hard to say, Puteoli is my name of it. He got in that port, he got in that city, and he had a little bit of freedom because of they just gave him some leeway, and he actually looked for some Christians. Now, look, it might have also been in the sense of, you know how Paul is. Everywhere he went, he'd go to the synagogue and start preaching to people, right? But maybe as he had some leeway in that town there, that port, maybe he witnessed to some people. But one way or another, in the providence of God, he found brethren. And boy, that blessed his heart. He found some Christian people. Doesn't it bless your heart when you find some other Christians? It blessed his heart to find these Christians. So he might have actively been looking for them. But I think it's normal. You know what? If somebody moves to a new city, you know what I think they ought to do? Look for a good church. Look for the brethren, right? Go to a school, go to a new school, go to a job. You know what I think you ought to do? Look for the brethren. Look for the Christians. Be on the lookout for them, right? And try to find those brothers and sisters. Do we desire that good Christian fellowship? And I'm talking right now outside of the church. On your job. I hope on your job or wherever you spend your time during the week, I hope you have some Christian fellowship. Now, can I say it again? Something's wrong with a professing Christian who doesn't long for. Look, if I find somebody who tells me they're a Christian, but they don't want to talk about God, they don't want to talk about the Lord, they don't want to talk about the Bible, something's wrong. Again, I think we ought to enjoy talking about the Lord. Whenever I worked at the Crescent Tool at the plant, God blessed me to break time and lunchtime. I'd go to that cafeteria, and there was two or three of us. We'd get there, we'd talk about the Lord, we'd talk about the Bible, we were all Christians. We didn't go to the same church, went to different churches, but it didn't matter. We weren't there to fellowship, we were there to work, but we were there to fellowship with other brethren outside of the church, right? And it was such a blessing to me to be able to talk with other Christians. I remember some of the things one fellow would tell me about. He said, I read this in the Bible this morning before I came to work. Boy, I got a blessing out of this. And he would share the word, and we would share things like that with one another. You know, I go to these preacher fellowships. We have those once a month, and we get together. You know, it's good just for preachers to get together and preach together and just fellowship together. You know, preaching to one another is one thing, but then we go share a meal. And let me say this to you, church, by the way. Whenever we have these preacher fellowships here and these preachers come and you feed them and take care of them on that day, I heard somebody put it like this. If you help a preacher, you help a church. I think it is important. It provides good fellowship with other brethren outside of our own local church. I think it's a good thing. So fellowship with other Christians, I hope on your job or school or wherever you might be during the week, I hope that you have some of that. Romans 8:16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Romans 8:16. You know what it's like? You run into somebody and you immediately hit it off. Not just because you both do the same job, but because you're both in the same family of God. Your spirit bears witness with their spirit. And you can tell. You know when you find your brothers out there and you find your sisters out there, right? Boy, what a blessing that is. So Paul found brethren. It helped him. It blessed him. It lifted his spirits at a time when he really needed it. So sometimes you're out and about, you're at work, wherever, and you find brethren. Go look for them like Paul did. Find them. And your spirit will bear witness with their spirit that you're the child of God, they're the child of God, and you immediately have a connection while you're in the family. And there's good, blessed Christian fellowship with that. So, we see here, first of all, there's fellowship with God. Second of all, there's fellowship with other Christians. Number three, fellowship with the church. Now, in verse 15, I understand it that these Christians came from Rome out to meet Paul while he was on his way into Rome. Appii and the three taverns, these were cities. So it says they came to meet us. The brethren, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us. So now we're talking about those, I believe this is the church in Rome, where he's headed to Rome. He's already wrote his letter. They've already read the book of Romans. They know the fame of Paul. They get word that he's on his way. They can't wait. So they go out to meet him. And it's a blessing to Paul when he gets to meet these folks. You know what? I love church. I've always loved church. I love church. You know what? I love the worship. I love the singing. I love to hear the preaching. It's helped me all my life to hear preaching. But you know what else I love about it? I love to fellowship with the brethren. I love to come to church, before church, after church, and fellowship with the brethren. Now, can we say it again? Something's wrong if we don't... Something's wrong if we avoid that. Something's wrong if we don't enjoy that. If we don't enjoy our brethren in our own church. We need to ask God to help us with that. Amen? If you've got all against a brother, you need to take care of that. If you don't like fellowshipping with the brethren in the church, you need to ask God to help you with that. Hey, He'll shed the love of God abroad in your heart, and that'll extend to the brethren, right? So these were in the church at Rome, I believe, in the church. So these brethren, they got excited. Man, we read that letter. By the way, the book of Romans, they're like, we can't wait to get out there and ask Him about some of this stuff because we don't even understand a lot of what He said in the book of Romans. It's a tough book. He spelled out salvation and the doctrine of salvation. I bet they wanted to talk to him about some things. I bet they might have took the copies of the letter with them and they wanted to ask him questions. Don't you know he enjoyed going over that letter with them? I'm glad you got it. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad it helped you. I'd be glad to explain more of that to you. Have you read things in Paul's writings that you say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to sit down with Paul and ask him to explain that a little better? I'm going to ask Paul to elaborate on that situation right there a little more. Well, I think that might have been what they were doing. And they come out there and they meet with him and they fellowship with him. That's one reason I love to go to church. I've always loved just fellowship with the brethren. Fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ. And I like it during the week. I like it with, like I just said, Christians outside of this place. But I like to fellowship with my own church family too. You like your family, You ought to like your church family too, amen? Like them and love them. Love them and like them, right? Your family. So I love them. I don't know if I like them so much. No. You work on that, amen? We ought to like and love our church family people. You ought to be saying amen more about that. Just fake it till you get there, amen, right? Until you get the feeling, amen? But no, we ought to do that. You know, the Bible says in Acts 2, I've been reading this in Sunday school the last couple of weeks, but then they that gladly received His word were baptized the same day. Now notice they gladly received the word, got saved, baptized. The same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Wow, that was a big influx. And you're talking about a church growth thing, boy, that was fast growth. They were meeting one another, greeting one another. They already knew some of them. Hey, man, I'm glad you got saved. I'm glad your family's here today. I'm glad you're joining the church. I'm glad that you're getting baptized. I'm glad that you got saved. And they might have already known one another. There's some they didn't know. Glad we got to meet you here at church. You ever made friends in church, by the way? You ever made good bonds in church? There ought to be that. And then it says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. That's what we do here at church. And in fellowship, it said. They stayed in fellowship with one another. Now again, if we try to avoid that, we need to ask God, what's wrong with me? Because I know I ought to enjoy Christian fellowship. It helped Paul. It encouraged him. Now I'll say this, folks. The world can have their hangouts and their fellowship places, the bars and the clubs. They got their own fellowship places too. And you know why? God made us in His image. But the point was, that is, we have a longing for fellowship. God made us like that so that we could fellowship with Him. But lost people, they use it in another way, and they go to the clubs and they fellowship with each other out there. I'm saying, hey, y'all can have that. Give me the church. Amen? This is where God has given us a support system and a family where we can come have fellowship right here. And I need to stop. Blessed Christian fellowship. Now, like Paul, you know what we need to do with it? Well, what happened? Latter part, verse 15. Whom, when Paul saw. Let me just stop right there. Do you like it when you come to church and you see other folks walking up, driving up, coming in the door? Amen. Blesses your heart to see others. And when he saw these people, what did he do? He thanked God and he took courage. That's what we need to do, folks. We need to be glad to see our brethren. We need to thank God for our brethren. And we need to be helped and encouraged by our brethren. Amen? And it helps me. Now, does it discourage you? You know, we're a little bit down today, and I counted about 15 people, and I said, okay, well, if they had all been here, we'd have had this number today, right? Yeah, I do it every week. So I know there's reasons why people aren't here and stuff like that. It discourages, but now, if somebody just gets out of church, that bothers us, right? That discourages us. But when we see folks come in the church, that ought to bless us. And we come together, we meet together, and we thank God for the brethren, thank God for your church, and be encouraged by the singing, by the preaching, but also by the fellowship, the blessed Christian fellowship. Now, we come back on Wednesday night. We have a midweek. Why? Because sometimes out there in the world, we don't get much of that fellowship. So that's one reason we come back on midweek. And to get more of it. Fellowship with God. Fellowship with brethren out there. Brothers and sisters in Christ out there. But make sure you get it right here at church too. And Paul had all three going on right there. And I believe in the providence of God when he really needed it. You ever had a brother or sister call you or show up at just the right time? And it blessed you and it helped you. I don't know how many times as a pastor out, you know, doing visitation, people are like, how'd you know to show up right now? You know? Well, the Lord knows all that. Amen. And we can help one another. So we ought to say, God, you gave me a desire to fellowship with you. I need to do more of it. God, I've been too comfortable with the lost people at the work. I need to find me some Christians. Amen. Right? I've been too comfortable hanging out with the wrong crowd. Lord, I need to find some Christians at work. Sometimes you don't always have that. I understand. But then you go to your church and you say, thank God I can come to church and I can fellowship with my brethren here. Amen? Fellowship takes all kind of forms. Now, it could be, hey, we could say, hey, we're going to have a fellowship over there in the fellowship hall. That's one way to do it. But just coming in before and after church and talking with one another. How are you doing? You can pray together, by the way, right? In church. And just talking with the brethren. Isn't there a whole lot of, out in the world, there's so much vulgarity. Aren't you glad you can come to church and get with the brethren? Amen. And there's good things are clean and pure and like-minded, right? It's a blessing. Hey, we're going to... Now, folks that don't like church fellowship, I don't know how you're going to do in heaven. There's going to be a whole lot of fellowship going on in heaven. Amen? Right? I do believe. I'm going to get in my mansion and I'm going to hide out. No, I don't think that's going to be. I don't think that, you know. You say, I'm an introvert. I don't like people. Got to fix all that. Amen? I understand some of those things, but God has put it in us because His Spirit's in us, right? To love and fellowship with the brethren. And I'm calling this blessed Christian fellowship. Could call it the power and help of good Christian fellowship. I love it, always have. I trust that you do as well, and I think Paul liked it too. He thanked God for it, and he got helped by it. And I hope you do as well. Let's close. Dear Father, Lord, I pray you would help us tonight, God, as we look at this in your word. And I thank you, Lord, for these verses. I thank you for this little hidden gem right there within this story of how Paul got helped and encouraged. Lord, you just gave us two verses there where he found some brethren and some church people came out to meet him, Lord, and it was such a help and encouragement to him. And God, I thank you for this church. I thank you for our family here in this church, Lord, and I love them all. And God, I just thank you that we can get together on a regular basis, Lord, and get away from the things of the world and come encourage and help each other right here. And Lord, I just ask you now to speak to our hearts about this matter. And I pray it in Jesus' name tonight. Let's stand. Our heads are bowed. The music plays tonight. However God speaks to your heart, you obey his voice here this evening. Amen. You can look this way. I appreciate you being here. I hope that'll help you and encourage you tonight. It did me, and I hope it'll do something for you this week. Like I say, we're going to pray and leave. I'm going to leave and go on over to the funeral home there in Farmville. So just understand that, okay? All right. Thank you for being here. Remember all the announcements of all the stuff going on this weekend. VBS setup and decoration is a big one, all right? So let's remember that, all the help we can get, okay? And let's be praying about all those matters. Let's ask the